Fused.
Kia ora, Matthew, are you there?
Hello. Is that Matthew?
It is. Just a couple of Matthews.
That's right.
Of course, we are talking about your wonderful new album. You've released all sorts of stuff under your various guises. I mean, for new listeners.
Yeah, I was in Sneaky Feelings in the 1980s, and BFM was quite important to us in the early days because they played our album and people came to our gigs, and it was great. After that, I was in the Dribbling Darts, Dribbling Darts of Love, and then I've been in various other groups, The Changing Same, and now I'm just going out under my own name, Matthew Bannister. I've also been One Man Bannister, but I decided too many names, getting too complicated. I'm just going to be myself from now on.
It's going to be yourself. So this
album, The Dark Backward, is just under my name.
Yeah. And I mean, I've been a fan of so many different things you've done, all the things you've done, really, all the way down to your Beatles reinterpretations. And you're a bold musician, I think, because many people wouldn't have tackled Beatles, but you picked these songs apart and reinvented them. I loved them. And this new album, The Dark Backward, has, you know, sensibilities from songwriting from all sorts of eras, and you know, I read that in the bio of the album, but it's also very evident upon listening. So tell us a little bit about this new album.
Yeah, well, I had this idea that I would just think about time, partly because I'm sort of getting old, but partly also because I wanted to revisit stuff I'd done in different parts of my career, and also because I've always had an interest in the concept of time and writing something about it. So the album is sort of loosely themed around that idea, and that also gives you a great excuse to, you know, revisit earlier styles of music, I suppose, which is something I've always done anyway. The first track on the album is, I think, floating in the river of time.
Yeah, it's a great song,
and it's actually based on swimming across the river. And I live in Hamilton, and I bravely decided to swim across the Waikato.
Wow!
Which I succeeded in doing.
Right, you know how to swim.
Yeah, swim in a river, you know, it's kind of quite scary because at some point the current kind of catches you and you feel yourself being carried away downstream. But you just got to basically just keep swimming, and eventually, you know, you can swim across the current. It's just that you will, you know, end up like several hundred meters downstream. But it's okay. You just have to keep going, which is a bit how I feel about life, I guess.
Oh.
In the current way. But if you keep stroking, eventually you'll get to the other side.
I see what you did there. Yeah. So tell us about some of the styles on the album. I mean, I've had a listen, it's wonderful, and there are moments where you suddenly think, I literally was driving along and I thought, hold on a sec, am I still listening to the same album? Because, you know, all of a sudden there's these electronic beats and, you know, the sounds of the future and then the sounds of the past. I love it. And it does, as you say, represent so many different sides of your interests, I suppose, and your history.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically I did the album pretty much solely on my own at home. And the great thing about, you know, having a computer is that you can basically do whatever style of music you want. So I thought I should just try and get away from just doing always straight sort of band type songs. Although ironically, of course, when we play live, I do have a live backing band. The Changing Same are backing me. But on the album, I tend to explore, as you say, a range of different styles. And then partly that was because I wanted to sort of have different time periods in the record. Plus, I've got a song which is kind of about those two things at the same time.
Yeah.
What's so good about the 60s is kind of it's sort of a reflection on the fact that people that were born in the 60s, like me, are now in their 60s, and that it's a weird kind of confluence of, you know, youth and age. They'll be writing songs in that style about that time. But then at the same time, also to be 60 yourself and being in your 60s is like weirdly parallel to the 60s themselves. You lay around in bed all day, you take drugs, but not for the same reasons that you did in the 60s. But I always say that people get nostalgic about the times when nobody was nostalgic, like when things are really moving forward and everyone was looking to the future. Those are the times that register as the times when people get nostalgic about, whereas, of course, the times like today when everyone's just looking desperately back because they don't want to look forward. I don't know if we're going to get nostalgia about the 20s.
When you had the song, one of the songs on the album, The Best Is Yet to Come, I see a note you've left on the song here which says, must be an old song with an optimistic title like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not sure what's to come now is going to be the best.
With the songs like let's say No Sooner Here, being the Dribbling Darts of Love song, is that the same version, or have you added to it or re-recorded it, or have you done anything to it?
No, it's basically the same.
Yeah.
I just included it because A, it was a window into the past, and B, because it's the first time I actually wrote a song that was clearly about time. I mean, it's, life's unrepeatable, time is unbeatable, it's no sooner here than it's gone. From the sperm to the worm, there's only one thing that's firm, that's the name that they put on the form. Boom, boom, as they go.
I love it. And you're taking these songs on the road, I see.
We've been to Wellington, and we went to play Moon, had quite a good gig there.
Oh, nice.
And last week we played in Navarra Lounge in Hamilton, and this week we're going to be playing at Cupid Bar.
That's right.
In Auckland.
And I see you're playing with the New Existentialists, who are a fantastic band. I love George Henderson.
Yeah, well, George and I have sort of had a bit of an association over the years. I mean, apart from the fact that we were both in Dunedin groups together back in the day, although they were kind of different kind of groups.
Mm.
He's also another transplanted Scotsman like me.
That is interesting, because the two of you do have quite a different way of, you know, you've got quite unique songwriting styles. I wonder if this different Scottish heritage gives you different Scottish songwriting abilities. What do you think? Do you identify with?
Well, I mean, although we sound different, we do sort of have some common interests and ideas, and that might be partly due to being both Scottish, I guess. I mean, I know that we both kind of like some of the Scottish music, like of the early 80s, like Orange Juice and bands like that.
Mm.
And I always felt that we had a slightly similar sensibility.
And centuries of poetry, of course.
And like I said, I saw a slight interest in something that's sort of pop in some weird, twisted way.
And so the album is out through Power Tool Records?
That's correct.
And is there, am I guessing CD copies available?
Oh, yeah, there's CDs available, yeah.
Nice. Well,
hopefully some people still buy CDs.
Well, I think there's been a resurgence, actually.
Value.
I think there's been a resurgence in the CD. People are realising they're affordable medium and you know, they sound really good, and you don't have to flip them over and you don't have to carry them in big, heavy boxes. It's there's not a lot to not like about the CD.
Yeah, personally, I mean, I'm still reasonably au fait with that kind of form.
Yeah.
I mean, I was never a vinyl person, because I know that it sounds better and all that stuff, but not my vinyl, because I just never looked after it well enough. It would always get scratched.
Yeah, there are definitely some...
me, like, MP3s are like a blessing, and finally a format that you cannot destroy. For me, I guess, so I'm more interested in the music than I am the medium, but... I realise not everyone shares that view.
What have you been listening to lately?
Yeah, interesting question. A bit of freak folk. I was sort of writing something about Aldous Harding, and so that kind of got me interested in the whole sort of roots of the sort of folk kind of form, and sort of like 60s things like the Incredible String Band and this band I discovered called Comus. Folkies, but quite out there, quite strange, but also quite beautiful, and sort of in a similar sort of vein of weirdness, but at the same time quite listenable.
Yeah, right. I remember going into the wine cellar one night and hearing Unhalf Bricking by Fairport Convention, and realising I'd completely written them and other bands off as just being kind of, you know, boring old folk, but some incredible arrangements and songwriting and oddities. And...
Well, yeah, I recently wrote something for the Slowboat site, when they have that thing, How Did I Get Here? It's like a blog about people post about records that they, you know, that they listen to, that they love. And I posted about What We Did in Our Holidays, which is the second Fairport Convention album.
Oh, fantastic.
As being an album that really, really influenced me a lot.
What are you doing next, do you think?
I don't really have any like strong plans at the minute. I mean, maybe I'll make another record with The Changing Same, because they you know, it's just the other guys in the band write some songs too, and so I don't want to be like the total hog and always be the front guy. In fact, I kind of hate being the front guy all the time, because it's like, you know, the great thing about Sneaky Feelings was that there was four guys in the band that could sing and write songs, and so, you know, we could share the load around. And, you know, being the front guy is not really where I necessarily want to be. It's a matter of necessity rather than choice.
And yet you've come to a place where you're using your own name for a record.
Oh, I have, yeah.
Yeah. So
those other versions were kind of attempts to avoid the fact that it really is just me.
Well, anyone who's got any respect whatsoever for a well-written song and a well-sung song better get along to Cupid Bar this Saturday, the 22nd, and catch Matthew Bannister with the New Existentialists.
Thank you very much, Matthew.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Drifting.